ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyya, and we are looking at Supplication 49. And in this supplication, the Imam alayhi salam, he mentions what took place in Karbala, being the fact that we are in the month of Muharram, and specifically on the 9th of Muharram, Tasu'a, and tomorrow is a day where it brought pain to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and the household by the massacre of his own household, beginning with Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in this supplication 49, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he gives us a view of what has taken place in Karbala. So he begins with verse 16 of this beautiful supplication 49 by saying, فَكَمْ مِنْ عَدُوٌ إِنْتَضَى عَلَيَّ سَيْفَ عَدَوَةَ, and how many enemies have taken the swords of animosity towards me, towards Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. And we have already spoken about that in previous episodes. Then the Imam alayhi salam in 16, he continues to 17 and 18, and he says, وَشَحَّذَ لِي ضَبَّةُ مَدِيَّةَ, and honored the cutting edge of his knife for me. وَأَرْهَفَ لِي شَبَاحِدَّ, and sharpened the tip of his blade for me. And he said, and mixed his killing potions for me. وَدَافَ لِي قَوَاتِي سُمُومَ. Three things Imam mentioned that took place in Karbala. Let's take a short break and then we come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. The Imam alayhi salam in verse 17, he says, وَشَحَّذَ لِي ضُبَّةَ مَدِيَّةَ, owned the cutting edge of his knife for me. Now, we do understand the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in Karbala. Not only did they come in numbers, there was thousands and thousands of them trying to shed the blood of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, but they also, they have sharpened the edges of the swords of hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They are more than willing, they were more than happy to kill the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So the Imam, when he says the edges of their knives were sharpened, it means they were viciously ready to kill the Ahlul Bayt. There was no doubt in their minds of what they're about to do. Because when you sharpen your sword or your knife, obviously because you have a purpose in mind, you're not going to sharpen for no reason. And sometimes when a person goes through the process of sharpening their swords is because they are determined to kill. They are determined to go along the plan that they had in their mind. So these thousands, when they came to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in the Battle of Karbala, they were ready. They've been sharpening their swords. And swords usually cuts. Okay, so you can understand when the Imam says they have sharpened the edges of their knives, we understand they want to cut. But when he says they sharpen the tips of their blades, that's something even more vicious. That takes the hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam to a completely new level. Now, to cut them with your sword is one thing, but to pierce your spears and your blades into them, that shows you how much they have hatred to the Ahlul Bayt, how much they just wanted to... I can't think of words, to be quite honest, to describe the horrific events that took place. So we do understand what they ended up doing with the tips of their blades and their spears when it came to the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So their blades were sharpened and their tips of the spears were sharpened too. Let's take a short break and then we'll come back.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we were saying that the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt during Karbala, during the eve of Karbala or the evening of Karbala, they were ready to dismantle the Ahlul Bayt. They were ready to do all their evil. And they were not just ready, they were determined to do it too. So the Imam says their knives and swords were sharpened. The edges and the tips of their blades and spears were sharpened. And then he says, I mean, that just shows you the length that the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam have to go through. And he said that even their spears and their arrows, they were poisoned. And he said, وَأَدْفَى لِي قُوَاتِ السُّمُومَةِ. The most of his killing poisoned was given to me. So, I mean, you know, from at least from the perspective of having morals in battlefield, even battlefields have morals and ethics. If you want to kill someone and you're going to war with them, at least keep it simple. A gun for a gun, a bullet for a bullet, a knife for a knife, and leave it at that. Either you win or either you lose. But to go with everything in your arsenal just to create a massacre, that's just beyond inhumane. That just goes beyond humanity. Now, we understand that their swords were sharpened. Their spears were sharpened. Now, putting them into poison, what is the purpose it's going to serve? So when you kill a person with a knife or with a sword that is poisoned, he will die by the cut itself. To have it poisoned too, to have the poison take effect on the body itself, it's just beyond the comprehension of a person, of at least a human being. So the Imam says their swords were sharpened, their knives were sharpened, the spears were sharpened, and on top of that, they were poisoned as well. So sometimes when the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam would go to battle, the first thing that hits them is actually the arrows. So the arrows are poisoned. So the poison takes effect on weakening the body itself. So by the time they want to fight an imam or fight one of the companions of the imams, alayhi salam, he would come and he's already tired because the poison has taken effect into him. So he has no strength to fight. Then it makes it very easy for them to turn them into pieces as they did. Inshallah, we will continue in other episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد